This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Annie Ducan, the former state chemist charged with faking test results at a Jamaica plane crime lab, appeared in two separate courtrooms today and pleaded not guilty to obstruction of justice charges. The scandal has jeopardized tens of thousands of drug cases statewide and led to 159 people to be released from custody because of questions about evidence regarding their cases.
Ducan faces 27 separate charges, including tampering with evidence and perjury. Prosecutors allege she claimed that she held a master's degree in chemistry, even though she doesn't hold that degree. WBUR's Deborah Becker was at the arraignment today and joins us now. Hey, Deborah.
Hello there.
Tell us what happened in the courtroom today.
Well, today's court appearances were the second and third of six arraignment dates that have been set for Annie Ducan. She entered not guilty pleas at both of today's arraignments, and today's charges were obstruction of justice. And these charges are basically that when she testified as the state chemist during drug trials in courts in these jurisdictions, she said she had a master's degree in chemistry when she did not. And so because she testified in several different courts, she's facing these charges in several different venues.
Now, Deb, let me ask you about some other news in this case. The Boston Globe reported today that a prosecutor was warned about Ducan's behavior years before she was caught, right?
That's right. The Boston Globe today quoted state police documents saying that Annie Ducan's husband sent text messages to former Assistant Norfolk District Attorney George Papachristos. And those text messages allegedly said that his wife was a liar. The paper says that Papachristos, who did resign over this last year, you may remember, told state police that Ducan's husband texted him saying, quote, "Don't believe her. She's looking for sympathy and attention." Now, that text was from 2009, and Papachristos continued to have personal contact with Annie Ducan, which is why he did resign. The Globe also says that these documents show that Ducan still had a key to the drug lab's evidence safe for 6 months after she was caught improperly removing drug samples. So the documents in the Globe also raise questions about the supervision of the drug lab as well as Annie Ducan. And furthermore, on top of it all, one of the suspects who was released in the drug lab scandal last month was arrested in Chelsea last night. Suffolk County prosecutors say 26-year-old Jonathan Vaughn was drinking beer in a McDonald's. He refused to leave. When police tried to escort him out, he allegedly told them, quote, "I just got out on Annie Ducan and I'm not going back to jail," end quote. So police say then he was thrashing violently, wouldn't leave, so they searched him and they found eight packages of what's believed to be crack cocaine. He was arraigned today and he is now being held on $25,000 cash bail.
Boy, the story gets deeper and deeper. What's next in this case and what happens to Annie Ducan while this case proceeds?
Well, she has several court appearances scheduled in Suffolk Superior Court, where she faces the most charges. She'll be there first. That's where the lab was located. That's why she faces the most charges there and other counties as well. She was released on her own recognizance today, and she must comply with the previous conditions of her release. She has to wear a GPS monitoring device. She has a curfew, and she has posted $10,000 cash bail. She's also been ordered to stay away from those involved in the cases where she's accused of tampering with the evidence.
All right. That is the latest on the state crime lab case from WBUR's Deborah Becker. Deb, thanks so much.
Thank you.